USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A federal judge has ruled that the impeachment inquiry is legal. It's a victory for House Democrats, who are now allowed to see grand jury evidence from the Russia investigation. The White House is looking to bolster its impeachment communication staff. President Trump said he doesn't need any help.
I don't have teams. Everyone's talking about teams. I'm the team. I did nothing wrong.
And impossible good news for the president, the Justice Department has opened a criminal investigation in how its own probe of Russian election interference began in 2016. That gives the prosecutor greater powers and the ability to file criminal charges. The president says deep state officials wanted to prevent his election. Democrats are also negotiating with former National Security Advisor John Bolton to testify. This is USA Radio News.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Congressman Elijah Cummings has been laid to rest in Baltimore. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The late Congressman Cummings, eulogized by former presidents Obama and Clinton, but also by fellow members of the New Psalmist Baptist Church.
We were his church family, and he was one of us. He carried us with him through the halls of power.
Elijah Cummings died last week at the age of 68. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
After a costly 5-week walkout, the UAW strike is over. The United Auto Workers Union approved a new contract with General Motors.
We can all go back and do our jobs, and we look forward to going back.
The 4-year deal they agreed on will now be used as a template in bargaining with crosstown rival Ford, which is the union's choice for the next round of bargaining. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Dallas residents are being warned that the 40 warplanes that are flying all over the skies are not part of some invasion. John Clemens reports.
It's the commemorative Air Force recreating the attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941 as Wings Over Dallas displays the flying warbirds from the war in the Pacific. Hank Coates, one of the organizers, tells us they got the planes from the 1970 movie Tora, Tora, Tora.
They're converted aircraft to resemble Japanese heroes. And what they'll do is they'll simulate the attack on Pearl Harbor, and then the Americans will come and victoriously chase them away.
Many of the Navy aviator legends who flew those planes will be on hand giving oral descriptions of that day decades ago. I'm John Clemens.
A hunter in Arkansas has died in a very unusual incident. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
The hunter was killed when he was attacked by a deer that he had just shot. Fish and Game officials say 66-year-old Thomas Alexander shot the buck while hunting in the Yellville area. Recently, the deer reportedly then attacked Alexander when he moved closer to inspect the hit. Doctors say his death could be the result of those injuries or from a heart attack he suffered when the deer attacked him. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.